latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Newcastle midfielder Mikel Merino has reportedly informed Rafa Benitez that he wants to join Atletico Bilbao. Well, the 21-year-old initially joined the club on loan from Borussia Dortmund in the summer and impressed early on in his Magpies career, with a winning goal against Crystal Palace a highlight. It was enough to persuade Benitez to part with £8 million to bring his fellow Spaniard to the club on a permanent basis, signing a five-year contract for the North East outfit. However, since then, his form has been on the decline, and he's lost his place in the side to Jonjo Shelvey and Mo Diame, who have been key cogs in Newcastle's ascent up the table to 12th, seemingly ruling them out of any relegation worries. Merino was not even in the matchday squad for the weekend's 1-0 win over Huddersfield Town on Saturday. The report claims Merino is unhappy and unsettled at the club and wants to return to his native Basque country for Bilbao, who are only allowed to sign players from that region as part of a club policy. The same report states that Newcastle would be willing to let him go for £13.5 million. Meanwhile, Benitez claims his side's winter trip to Spain for warm weather training has paid off. Well, the Magpies have managed to open up a 7-point gap over the bottom three, following what was an important 1-0 victory over Huddersfield at St James's Park on Saturday. Having had 3 weeks without a game before the encounter with the Terriers, Benitez decided to take his troops to warmer climes with a trip to Spain to get away from the British cold. With a big 3 points in the bag over the weekend, the boss feels justified for taking his squad away and believes the training, along with a friendly against Royal Antwerp, certainly paid off. He told Sky Sports, "I think going to Spain and spending time with each other was quite positive. Training and playing a game was very good. Obviously 3 weeks without a game was too much, but we couldn't manage another game." Well, that's all for now. Join us for more news later.